Well, I questioned Minister Thomas Byrne and Minister Catherine Martin at question time, and a record $250 million funded we've allocated projects submitted across Ireland next week, and it's a 50% increase on the previous allocation. But I'm heartened to hear that every valid application will receive some funding, which is good news for all the volunteers and all the clubs have put in hard work and preliminary applications. And there's over 90 applications in the constituency of Sligo, Leitrim, North Roscommon and South Donegal. And I, you know, I'm anxious that these grants will be allocated next week. Also, I'm anxious to see that Sligo Rovers under the application of the LSFIS, that major funding of well over 10 million, that will be announced in October. But again, there's a lot of good work there, and I hope that there'll be a lot of positive news next week. And it's great to see again so many clubs putting in so much effort. And with a good, robust economy, there's all funding of over 250 to address these issues.
And Deputy, I'm sure no one needs reminding the importance that this application does have for all these local clubs, but also including Sligo Rovers, that it's fairly crucial that this funding, well, it's great thing it's there, but it's got to be availed of, doesn't it?
It's got to be availed of. Of course, the criteria has to be met as well, and it is a very, very strict criteria. But there's I won't say handy money, but it's great to see that government can assist all the hard work that these local organisations do for the community, for the county and for the country. And this makes a huge difference to the future of our young volunteers, but also our young participants in all sports. And that's what it's all about.
Because it is sport, but it has all these knock-on effects for the local area, doesn't it?
Well, you know, we've seen how health can play such a huge influence in everyone's life, and mental health, positive health, and sport isn't just for young people, it's for all society, all ages, and that's what we're anxious to do, get people more into sport, but also that once you have the facilities there, it makes it a lot easier for people to participate, and that's a win-win for everybody.